I'd like to share something with you before we go. When God led Roberta and me to start Wheatland Baptist Church in the spring of 1982, that's a long time ago. This is a verse he gave us to encourage us and motivate us to trust him to lead us in planting, starting a new church, the church that would become Wheatland Baptist Church. This was a verse we claim in John 15:16. John 15:16. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, and that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. And we claim that. We said, Lord, if this is going to happen, you've got to do it. And God said, you've not chosen me. I have chosen you that you might go. And here we, in Kansas, here we come. And we went. And we went. And God blessed. God blessed. But that's a verse he gave us in John 15:16. And then 1 Thessalonians 5:24, faithful is he that calleth you who also will do it. Faithful is he that calleth you who also will do it. He will do it. He did it in our lives. He'll do it and is doing it in your life. I begin with that to say this. I wish to announce my retirement this morning. Or maybe I should say a retirement process, for it will be somewhat of a process. We've been in this position as pastor for almost 40 years now. Coming up in May will be 40 years. I guess it actually started in February of 1982, because that's when we moved here and started making plans to start a church. But we've been in this position, Roberta and I, as pastor for 40 years now, and I can say without any hesitation that God has been very, very faithful to Roberta and me over these 40 years. He has never failed us. But I believe he's brought us to see that it's time to step down from this leadership position. And as you know, I say this tearfully and with mixed emotions. This is hard, but it should be. But I say this also to say this, that my health isn't what it used to be. My health, my memory, don't always cooperate. I don't have the energy that I once had, and I've been struggling more and more with my memory not being what it needs to be to pastor this church. You can tell me something today, and by the time I get home, I will have forgotten what you told me. That is happening more and more. And this hinders my ability to be pastor, and because of that, many of the responsibilities I have fall on Roberta. And she's usually quick to remind me that, you know, God didn't call me to be the pastor. It wasn't my idea to start this church, she'll say. But it has been a blessing. It has been very fulfilling and just a rich blessing to be pastor of Wheatland over these years. Yes, it's been difficult. It's been stressful at times, many times. But it's just part of being a pastor and part of being a Christian. And Roberta has been my help and my strength. Of course, God is my help. But she has been there with me all the way. And there have also been many, many blessings and triumphs that have gone with the trials. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you for your prayers and support. I didn't want to do this, but But God has been faithful over these 40 years. And you know, in case you didn't know, but I think you know, we didn't always know what we were doing. It's like, someone asked me, well, how do you start a church? I say, I don't know. But we're going to do it. And what do? Well, you just go knock on doors. And I knocked on every door in this town before we started our church. Almost every door. It took place after that, too. I just said, we're starting the church, first service, and on May 2nd, 4-H building, love to have you come, or leave a track in the door, and God bless. And we had 18 people show up that first Sunday, averaged about 12 for that first year each Sunday, but God always had a plan. And all I knew was that I believed God wanted me to preach. He called me to be a pastor. I didn't know why. But I was convinced that God, I was convinced somehow that if I'm going to be a pastor, I believe God wants me to plant a church. I'm not sure I should be a pastor, but I'm sure if I am, I want to plant a church. I want to start a church from scratch. I couldn't understand that. My mom would say, what are you doing? Why are you going to start a church? Just take a church that already exists, you know. There's churches out there. I go, Mom, you don't understand. This is what God's called me to do. And so Wheatland Baptist Church was started. Yeah, we thought of a name. God gave us a name and starting date, and here we are. We've never been a very large church. But I didn't necessarily ever want a large church. I've come to realize that God doesn't need a large church. He needs people who are in love with Him. That's what God needs. That's what it's all about. Just loving the Savior. We don't impress God with our numbers. We impress God with our faithfulness and our love. He needs people who are in love with Him. He desires people that are faithful to Him. He wants a church that is true to Him. And that's what we have here. I'm looking at the best church a pastor can ever desire. I'm looking at a good church. I know you're a sinner like I am, but you're good people. You are such good people. And you are a blessing to us. I've never done this before. That's why it's difficult. I've never retired before. But you are so good and so supportive of us, and you are a loving people. You are kind. You are generous. You are thoughtful. You are prayerful. And faithful. And on top of that, you're just fun to be around. I enjoy being here. I love coming to church. I love the fellowship. I love it when we dismiss and we can all talk to each other and shake hands or bump fists. May I say, this pastor, well, this says it. This pastor has an awesome congregation. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. And thank you, Dawson family, for this great t-shirt. I love it. I love it. And it says it perfectly. But it's been an amazing journey. And we have many, many memories of so many fellow Christians that we've enjoyed fellowship with over these years. And you all have been so very good to us, and we have been blessed. But the time has come to turn over the leadership position. The time has come for my wife and I to retire. And I'll be careful or I'll change my mind. But Roberta says you can't do that. By the way, we have no plans to leave town, no plans to leave Wheatland. You don't just up and leave the best church in town. You don't do that. So we'll be here. We'll continue on serving the Lord through this church. So I just want to share that. I'm done for now, and again, thank you for your prayers, and continue praying for us. Appreciate it.